And Lee is a financial advisor with Edward Jones as well. And I want to talk to Lee today about managing your money carefully during the holiday season. And, of course, you know, we talked about the parade. It's a hectic time of the year. It can be a joyful time, but you've got parties to go to, this, that, and the other. And it can also be an expensive time. You've got to go buy this gift and that gift, and you're exchanging here and doing the dirty Santa there. And with all of this going on, certainly it can get away. So what's the secret to making some smart money management of the holiday season? We're going to find out some of that from Mr. Colvin today. Lee, so what is the big secret? What can we do to help manage our money more carefully during the Christmas season?
You know, Brian, that's a great question. You and I discussed this in different ways throughout the year. And I would have to say that it always goes back to one focal point, and that is, before you spend the money, number one, look at your goal. Number two, see where you are. And through those things, begin by trying to establish a realistic budget, not only for your entertaining, you know, if you're entertaining people over or you're going out to entertain, and also your gift giving. Because I'll tell you, if the cost of presents are by weight, we would all go broke.
Mm-hmm.
lots of big gifts this year in our household. But, if you do budget that money, then when you either host family and friends, you know, you have a better chance of not going overboard with your expenditures. And your guests will usually still, you know, typically you'll find that they still appreciate your efforts to create a welcoming and a fun experience for everyone. And you can, you know, typically with that, try to stay in guidelines with the gifts as well. I know with our household, you don't usually find that you need to find the most expensive gifts out there to have a good Christmas. And like so many people, if you've been affected with the tough economy, you know, it can be tough to find a lot of money for a lot of gifts or a lot of money for big gifts. Gifts don't have to be lavish. They just have to be meaningful.
I know so many people that will wrap anything from a toothpick or right on up, you know, just to have something to unwrap. And, you know, it's more about the thought. Some of the best gifts that I've ever gotten as, you know, Christmas gifts were gifts that my kids made, you know. And so you can really do that as well with holiday gift giving ideas. But let's go back to this budget thing. Can a budget really help us put a goal together for holiday spending? I guess it sounds good on paper, but you probably need to put it into action.
Definitely. Too many people, I'll tell you, Brian, when I sit down with folks and I say, oh, okay, what's your budget? You know, a lot of people kind of, you know, banter back and forth with one. Well, you know, we spend this and we spend this and we spend this. But, you know, unfortunately, if you don't just sit down together, write it down, talk about your budget together, talk about what those goals are, talk about how you can get there. And if you stick to that budget, then you typically will not be tempted to dip into your long-term investments to pay for, you know, maybe fabulous parties or mountains of gifts. And it's never a good idea to tap long-term investments for short-term needs. And that happens a lot in this time of the year. A lot of people, you know, the money's in the money's in my IRA, the money's over here. Yes, but that's for retirement, you know. You've got to remember that when you do want to retire one day, you've got to live 30 more years in retirement. We've got to have that money to get you there.
And so it's long term and not short term.
That's right. That's right. You know, and, you know, if you do those things, it can be a lot better because you've also got a situation that, you know, not only might you be taking or tapping into those long term investments for short term needs, but depending on where the stock market is that day, you might be tapping in at an especially bad time if the price or value of the investment's down compared to where you bought it.
Lee Colvin with us from Edward Jones today as we talk about managing money this holiday season. So all of this sounds good, but Lee, what if we just don't have time for a budget?
Don't have time. TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah. TikTok. Time is elapsing.
Believe me, if it, to me, it's, I feel like today is like September 10th. It can't be the end of December.
I know,
or the
really.
Middle of September already. Time most definitely flies. Obviously, if it's kind of snuck up on you like it did me, even if you can try to spread out those purchases. Obviously everybody loves Black Friday. Let's go jam it all in when everybody's got a 60% off sale. Try to spread it out. Try to, again, in a sense, budget. Look at what you want to buy and then look in different ads. Look online. Look at different places that you might be able to buy it cheaper and pay for it over time. As it comes up, hey, I found this. It looks good. I've looked. This is the cheapest price. Maybe I buy that one. I buy the next one next week when I've got other funds. You may be able to pay for them, from your normal cash flow if you do that rather than saying, I know I'm going to get paid next week, but I need it now. Mm-hmm. I need it right now. No, you may not, and you don't want to have to, you may not want to go into credit if you don't have to. So try to stay away from the credit card. Using the credit card, by itself does not need to amount to a financial setback. If you've chosen a card maybe that offers favorable terms, maybe you've already shown the discipline not to overuse that card. Sometimes those can help, but try to minimize your credit card usage over the holiday and pay off the card as soon as you can if you have to use that card. But again, try to just look at what your goal is, what you want to purchase, and look over several days and try to find the best place to buy it and wait until your cash flow can help meet that need.
Lee, is there anything that you can see in your magic eight ball over there that can make the holiday season easier financially?
Definitely, Brian. You always hear about these on the radios. You always see these in ads. But if you can set up a holiday fund to cover your various expenses, it may sound hokey. It may, that's one of the things my grandparents did, 30 years ago. Well, guess what?
It
might
worked.
Still work. Yeah.
So a lot of the banks and financial institutions, they have these Christmas clubs or something. Is that what you're talking about?
Definitely. While it's too late to set up a fund for this year, mm-hmm. We're 2 weeks out. Technically now, I guess we're within 2 weeks. We're closer than that. You can still go ahead and get an early start on 2012's holiday season. And all you need to do is put away some money each month. Most of those accounts usually require a $50 a month contribution sometimes. But try to put it in on a monthly basis into an easily accessible account. Make sure that it's also separate from all of your other accounts. If it's easy, if it's too easy to get to, again, if you just want to go spend money in May,
we'll go pillage.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't want to have to put in a great deal each month or at any one time, but just put in a consistent amount, and over time you will have a good savings. And then when next year's holiday season rolls around, you might be pleasantly surprised by how much you've actually accumulated just on your own. And then you're already prepared, you're already ready, and maybe before everybody else, you've already bought the presents.
Yeah, my wife likes to shop early, although we find ourselves doing a little later this year just for a few things. But, if there's a deal and there's a want, that we know about, sometimes you may find a heck of a deal in August. You just never know.
Exactly. I know with my family, we like to host parties. Last January, after all the Christmas was over, You know, we went to several places and we got, you know, seasonal cups and plates and napkins and all the dishware. We didn't, you know, for half or 75% off, we didn't have to go buy that this year. It was boxed up. It was ready to use. We pulled it out of the plastic wrap and we're good to go. It was even better. We had clean kitchens afterwards. We just, you know, here's the pizza, here's the dip. It goes in the trash. No cleaning dishes for Lee. So.
How about that? That's a heck of a deal there.
So exactly, you know, try to buy in the off season. Prepare ahead.
After Christmas sales, I mean, there's a reason they don't want to stock that stuff. They want to get rid of it.
That's
so
right.
If it hasn't sold by then, it's just going to be hanging around. Lee, speaking of hanging around, will you do the business report again this afternoon?
Brian, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, we'll check you out then.
I'll see you at 5.
We'll do it. And let's see. Today's the 12th, so it'll be like down the road before we see you again. In terms of being on this show, it'll be after Christmas.
It will.
Merry, merry then. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Have a wonderful Christmas, and hope all those out there traveling for the season have a safe trip.
Sounds good. Lee Colvin joining us here this afternoon, and that's going to do it, friends, for the show. Thanks so much for joining us here on WGNS Rutherford Issues. I'll see you tonight for the high school game at 5:50.